Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Carly Cummings to talk about the Pleasantville Firecracker 5K. This is the eighth year that you guys have put on this event. Tell us about the reason why this event got started.
Yeah, we're really excited to be hosting our eighth annual Pleasantville Firecracker 5K race this year. It got started just with a group of volunteers that really enjoyed running and walking and really enjoyed participating in 5Ks. And Pleasantville, or the area, didn't really have any events like this. So we decided to put together a committee, put together this race to help support the Pleasantville Fire Department, build a bigger and better fireworks display for the Pleasantville community and also surrounding communities to enjoy on the 4th of July.
Certainly is really great to be able to raise funds to put on a nice display and put on quite a show. Talk about the previous shows that have been funded because of this.
Yeah, so we've helped fund the past eight since we got started. We've actually raised about $16,000 over those 8 years to be able to give to the Pleasantville Fire Department to build upon their show. So it's completely up to them how they build their show, but it's really exciting to see what they can do with the funds once they get them from the 5K.
Now, the Pleasantville Firecracker 5K, tell us about some of the things that people can expect who want to participate this year.
Sure. So we're hoping to grow this bigger and better than ever. We had 200 participants last year from all different states. We also had one from England, so we like to say it's an international event. But we would like to grow it to about 250 people or more. We would love to have more and host more people for the event. So we're looking to grow participants. We also offer chip timing for those that are interested in having their race timed. But if you're not, don't worry. We don't need you to have your chip on. You don't have to even run the whole 5K if you don't want to, or walk it. It's completely up to you. It's for fun, and we just like to see people enjoying their time during the event. After the event, we have an exciting door prize drawing that we do. Tons of different prizes from businesses all over Knoxville, Pleasantville, Des Moines, Pella. There's just lots of prizes to be had. I think we have had about 25 to 30 prizes given away last year. So that was really exciting celebration to the end of the event.
And that certainly is great that you have all of those sponsors and all of those prizes to help raise money for the fireworks display in Pleasantville. Now, how can more people get signed up for this event?
Yeah, so people can get signed up on www.getmeregistered.com. It's $20 until June 19th, or June 20th, I believe, and then it'll be $25 after that, and you can register all the way up until the day of the 5K. You won't be guaranteed a t-shirt on the day of, but we try to have a few extra just in case you decide you want to sign up or bring some relatives that might be in town for the holiday. So that's how you can register. If you would like to be a sponsor of the event, we're also looking for more sponsors. We put all of our sponsors' logos on the back of our t-shirts to help promote and thank all the sponsors that we get in. We have a few in now, but we're really looking for some more to help raise funds for the Firecracker 5K, the fireworks display, and also local charities. So you can get in contact with us if you would like to be a sponsor as well.
And when is the day of the event, and how can people register for it as well?
So the day of the event is June 27th, and they can register online, or they can get a paper copy or an email copy from me, Carly Cummings. My email is Carly, which is C-A-R-L-Y-C, at iastate.edu. And there's more information on the KNIA KRLS website if you would like more information.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to Carly Cummings with the Pleasantville Firecracker 5K Committee for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.